This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Didn't we just have some fun? Wasn't that fun? A little history fun? What do you want me to do tonight? Sit here and scream about Trump's indictment that we all knew was coming? I'm once again going to tell you,
stay calm. Do not walk into a blue area controlled by committed communists and protest. Anyone telling you to do that actually despises you. You don't ever be cannon fodder for anybody. Not a politician, definitely not a political pundit of any kind. In fact, if I ever tell you, if I ever sit here safely behind this microphone and I tell you to go do something that's going to get you arrested, I want you to promise me that you will turn off this show and you will never download it again. You will never listen live again. You will never participate again. Because if I ever get to the point where I tell you to go get arrested, you go do something and you have your life ruined, you know what that will tell you? That will tell you that I stopped caring about you a long time ago, that I'm all about me. And that's a bad thing. So stay calm. You listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. How long ago did I tell you that this was me from last year? This is what I told you. I've been trying to prep you for a while that you're going to see Donald Trump arrested. They're going to indict and arrest Donald Trump. They're going to do it on camera, and it's going to throw you into a rage. How do I know? Well, they've pulled out all the stops. This goes well beyond the Mar-a-Lago raid. Nobody talks about this, and it blows me away. It blows me away how we don't think and see what's happening. People are talking about the FBI and Mar-a-Lago and the DOJ, and all that stuff's fine. People do understand that New York Attorney General Letitia James just rejected a settlement offer with Trump and his people, right? Letitia James, she's going to have Donald Trump arrested if the DOJ can't. And I'll tell you something else. She's probably going to have Donald Trump arrested even if the DOJ does. Everyone is focused on Mar-a-Lago and the DOJ and the raid. You can't find somebody to bring up the fact, New York's AG, she's coming for the man. They're coming for him. They are. They're not going to stop. They're not going to back off. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and say to themselves, Letitia James isn't going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? This is a political prosecution, and this is wrong. I'll tell you what, guys. I feel bad about it. I feel bad about this. I am abusing my office, and I'm just going to back off. They're coming. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to stress about how it looks. They're coming for the man. I don't tell you that to bring you down. I tell you that so you're ready. And that's why I'm not spending my whole show on it. You knew this a long time ago. Told you this a long time ago. You knew this was coming. We'll see where it goes from here. Let's get to some emails before we get to the Ivy League and the Nashville Manifesto. Jesse, Why do you say it may take 100 years to transform the Republican Party into an anti-communist party and at the same time say America is in the early stages of the breakup of the United States? Are you saying that in 100 years we will have a viable Republican Party but no United States? Yes. That's actually exactly what I'm saying. Yes. We're not going to be, look, this is one of those really stupid things that I shouldn't do because by the time it comes to fruition, I'll be long dead. But I'm going to tell you something right now. 100 years from now, this nation is not going to look like it looks right now. It's not. Whatever happens between here and there, 100 years from now, the United States of America that you know, that you love, it won't be here. Not like this. I'm not going to say we're going to disappear into the ether or turn into some third world dump. That's not what I'm saying. It's not going to look like it looks right now. It's not. And this is, like, I played it for you yesterday. I played it for you today. I'm going to play this for you again. It's a little sound clip that everyone will brush through and ignore, but it is maybe the greatest example I've ever seen of where we are right now as a nation. And before I play this, I just want to remind you once again that the history of the world, when you have command of an army, when you're a general or something like that, the entire history of the world is losing a battle, you quit or you get fired. And that's the nice version. Many times you lose a battle, you do something horrific. The stakes are so high. You love your nation so much. The nation itself loves itself so much. They'll kill you. They'll kill for not even for a mistake. They'll kill you for it. Or you commit suicide for it. Now, don't anybody commit suicide, but the history of the world is commanders, military commanders caring so much, they'll kill themselves when they screw up. Or their nation will kill them. Or in the very least force them to resign. This is the Secretary of Defense discussing not a national embarrassment, an international embarrassment that killed 13 of our own warriors and then 10 innocent Afghanis, 6 of them children.
Sorry, you didn't tell us what you advised the president to do, but do you have regrets about the withdrawal from Afghanistan?
I support the president's decision.
Do you have regrets about their withdrawal or how the withdrawal occurred from Afghanistan that cost the lives of 13 of our service members?
I don't have any regrets.
You don't have any regrets. Secretary Austin, it's very telling. Secretary Austin has...
Don't have any regrets. Imagine being in charge of an international embarrassment that had multiple other nations making fun of us publicly. And to this day, the Taliban make fun of us publicly. Just the other day on social media, the Taliban took all those billions of dollars worth of equipment we left behind and they lined them up in a perfect row and they put the picture up online. Secretary Austin presided over an international embarrassment. Not only did he not resign, nobody resigned, and he announced publicly that he has no regrets. That may sound like a little thing or something that has to do with the military or Afghanistan. That is such an example of where we are as a nation. Are you saying we're not going to be here in 100 years? Oh my gosh, yes, we have no chance. No, none. What we are in now is a race against time. The hourglass is draining. The race is this. Can we get the millions and millions of Americans who share your values and share my values, can we get them woken up in time so they become aggressive anti-communists to create a parallel nation is what we need. We need a parallel economy. We need parallel medical institutions. We need parallel financial institutions. We need to begin creating our own because they have ripped to shreds what exists. We are in a race against time because the federal government is gone. And this is what has driven me so crazy about states like Tennessee allowing this protest to go on today in their state legislature. Where are the prison sentences? Where are they? We're worried about the presidency. Ah, go Trump. Oh, go Ron DeSantis. I love you. We can't even take care of our red states. We're worried about the federal government, which is completely gone and taken over. We can't even lock down our red states with aggressive anti-communism. We're not anywhere near ready to take on the federal government. These people, man, these people are dead serious. And you know what? I'm going to play it again. I want to give credit to those vicious little communist students from today. You know what? I'm going to give them a lot of credit. You know what I hear there? On top of all the screeching and the harpies and everything, you know what I hear there? I hear commitment. I hear the power of belief. I hear people who know what they want and intend to fight tooth and nail for what they want. That's what I hear there. But we don't. We don't even bother to protect a treasure like Tennessee. The GOP is so pathetic that they'll take one of my favorite states, honestly, it might be my second favorite state, Tennessee, and they'll just let these vicious little monsters run roughshod over the whole thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not who we are? And I'll get all kinds of emails from people after I called just now for Republican AGs to arrest Democrats in response to the Trump thing. I can't tell you how many emails I'll get to my show tomorrow. Say, Jesse, we don't want to be like them. Oh, my gosh. Just hand them the keys to the place if that's how we're going to think. Yeah, like, all right, I didn't get to the Ivy League. Crap, or the manifesto. I'm going to do better. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So don't send me your email saying, Jesse, I'm going to New York City to protest. We ride at dawn. Send me your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. But if you are planning to go protest in New York City, just make sure you send me your email from Rikers Island because that's where you're going to end up. Sound good? Sound good? All right. Sounds good. Headline, Nashville police refuse to release the trans school shooter's manifesto.
Well, yeah. Just like we talked about at the beginning, the system exists to protect the system. That's the system's main purpose. They have to protect what they've got going. They've taken over everything. They're busy seizing more power, looting the treasury, enriching themselves. The one thing they will never, ever, 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 ever allow is any threat to the system. So when you have some tranny nutball gunning down Christian kids, the thought is never for the kids or none of that stuff matters. It is, oh gosh, eesh, that might threaten a part of the system. So immediately they lock shields and protect. If this was some Christian, some white Christian male who walked in and shot up a school, that manifesto would have been on ABC, NBC, CBS about 5 minutes after the police laid claim to it. But because the person who did the killing is a follower of the national religion here in the U.S. of gay, that person needs to be protected because the religion itself must be protected at all costs. Which brings me to this. Ivy League prices are pushing $90,000 a year, according to Bloomberg. And I've got to tell you, you know how I said earlier in the show when I was bringing up the protests at a Tennessee state legislature, and I said, not only do I not care, I'm actually happy. It makes me laugh. Because the GOP is so weak and pathetic, they deserve these disruptions because they won't crack down on them. I'm actually happy about this too. I hope that number gets to be like $200,000 a year. And here's why. It's not because I want the Ivy League less affordable. It's because if you're a Republican parent and you still think it's the year 1980 and little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden have to go to Stanford and you're spending 18 years raising that child with love and care and teaching them values and everything else, and then you're going to hand $90,000 to Stanford to turn your child into a nasty little communist for 4 years, I actually want it to be more expensive to you. I think that's funny. I think it makes me laugh. Because the sucker isn't the Ivy League school. The sucker isn't the student, actually. The sucker are all these Republican parents. And my neighborhood, they're sick and tired of hearing me go off on it. And to be honest with you, I stay quiet, but since they know it's my thing, they bring it up to me. I will show up at these parties. We actually have a party. I've told you I have to go to something after the show tonight. We have a party and it's a neighborhood thing tonight. All the neighbors are getting together and you go to these parties and you know how it works at these parties. Hey, how's work? How are the kids? So on and so forth. And they'll immediately, because it's the season, they'll immediately start launching into, oh, Aiden got into here and Jaden got into here and Braden got into here. And I'll just sit there quietly and they can see the look on my face. I'll just sit there quietly and say, oh, that's nice. And if they bring it up, I'll just tell them, oh, so that wonderful kid who's babysat my kids, walked my dog, super polite. I know you love him. You've raised him with values. And here you are bragging to everybody in the neighborhood that you're about to drop 50 G's a year to have that child be taught that you're a piece of trash and he's a piece of trash and America's a piece of trash. You're about to shell out 200 G's so communists can teach your child to hate you and themselves. You're going to have to forgive me if I don't give you an attaboy for that one. You're going to have to forgive me if I don't pat you on the back for that one. I'm so excited he got into NYU. If my kid got into NYU, I'd tell him I'm not paying for it. I'm not kidding. You think I'm joking? My youngest might. He's one of these, I hate people like this. He's one of these brainiacs he doesn't even study, Chris. He gets perfect grades and doesn't even study. He doesn't even put in an effort. Anyway, he pays attention in class and gets perfect grades. He's never had anything less than, I think, a 97 or 98. He's just one of those nerd types. If my kid gets into some fancy Ivy League school, he can go. He ain't gonna be on my dime. Don't even call and ask me for cheeseburger money. The answer's no. Go start waiting tables. Go work your way through school because dad ain't paying for it. No, you think I'm gonna go take out 100 grand, 200 grand in loans so my son can be taught, my son who I would die for tomorrow. I'm still teaching him how to maintain eye contact and be kind to their mother, but be strong, man. Hold doors open for people. You think I'm going to take 18 years and do that and then send the communists 200 grand to teach him to hate me? Y'all go ahead. Let me know how that works out. Just remember, parents, it's not 1980 anymore. He's got to go to college to have a better life. It's such old way of thinking. He might, if he has something specific he wants to do, then send him to some junior college for a few years and then check him into a state school to get his degree from for the final year or two. It's not just me who says that. Even idiots like Mark Cuban will go out there and tell you that. Don't spend money on these fancy schools. If you have to send your child to a college campus, treat it like it's the gorilla enclosure at the zoo. Put them in for the minimum amount of time and get out. Get out. Protect that child as if that university you're sending them to wants to destroy them, because it does. All right? Look, we protect kids before they're born, don't we? Imagine this. Imagine sending $28 to preborn because you care about the unborn so much. That $28 goes to an ultrasound for a woman who's about to have an abortion. She instead gets the ultrasound free. She chooses life. And then after you send that $28 to preborn, turning around and sending $28,000 to some communist school to teach your kid that he needs more rings in his face. So some of you do. Are we pro-kid? Are we pro-life or are we not? Let's continue to help preborn with their mission. Let's continue on our mission to save 15,000 babies this year as a Jesse Kelly Show family. And Lord willing, none of them grow up to go off to communist university. Preborn.com/Jesse. Your $28 buys that ultrasound, saves a life. You ever spent $28 and saved a life before? I spent $28 on a lot of pizza and beer. Not many times have I saved a life with it. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what's a bigger deal than the sham Trump indictment? Brazil inks a deal to use the yuan. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. I'm an American. Not the dollar in trade with China. Now, that may be confusing to people. Let me explain this. The dollar, people always talk about this as the world's reserve currency, and there's a lot into this, but you should understand the dollar has been thought of for so long as being so reliable that it's the currency other nations use even when they exchange goods and services with each other. So Brazil and China, right? Two totally separate countries. What have they been using to exchange goods and services? The dollar. But China's out there making moves. China's out there trying to be number one on the world stage. Well, this is what we got.
The nickname I got early on when I won by 3,200 votes and for the Senate seat when I was 29 years old is because they started calling me Joe Bidenopoulos because, oh, you think I'm kidding? I'm not joking, am I? I'm not joking because of the overwhelming support from the Greek American community.
Oh, yeah, we're doing well. But, hey, maybe that makes you nervous. But remember, don't panic. We still have the Department of Homeland Security. Senator Kennedy had a chance to sit down with the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Think of all the branches that fall under that and how vast that organization is. Think of the responsibility Alejandro Mayorkas must have. Think of the gigantic amount of knowledge this human being must have in order to run such a vast organization. Anyway, let's check in with him.
Tell me your definition once more of an assault weapon.
Senator, we did indeed have a brief exchange on that very important subject. I am not an expert,
right,
with respect to the definition of the assault bans, and so I defer.
You are the Secretary of Homeland Security.
I was about to say, I defer to the experts.
So you would support the prior definition under...
Senator, I must defer to the experts with respect to the definition, but I will tell you, for example, military-style weapons are of tremendous concern. We are seeing too much devastation.
But, I mean, you personally think we should ban assault weapons, and I know you to be an intelligent man and a thinking person, so I know you've thought about it. What do you mean by military-style weapon?
Senator, I really must say that you are probing a very, very important area, definitionally.
Sorry, I've got to interrupt here. I'll play it again in a second. I love when they try to filibuster with their answer, and they try to compliment the person who gave... They all do this. They try to compliment the person who asked the question as kind of a way to just make the whole thing going away. Hey, so what is the definition? Well, look, that question you asked? That's important. I just want to thank, remember yesterday we played that Dev Holland chick the whole time? Clearly knew nothing. Sir, I appreciate that. Wait, what? What do you mean you appreciate it? I just want to know. I want you to know. I appreciate you.
in which I do not have the requisite expertise. I will say this. I will say this. When we see the tragedy in Nashville, and it is not the first such tragedy that we see, when I engage with my international counterparts and they ask me almost invariably first, what is going on with all the mass killings in the United States and why are these assault weapons disseminated so broadly? I say that we need legislation.
And in case you're wondering, did Kennedy press him further on this? He did. And just remember, this is the big cheese, the head of DHS.
So you support an assault weapon ban, but you don't have a definition. Is that right?
Senator, I think that you understand where I stand.
No, I don't. I don't. You made a very bold statement, very firmly saying we should ban all assault weapons. And all I'm asking is what, in your mind, is an assault weapon?
Sorry. I'm going to let him go again. But remember, I know you already know, but remember this. The communist never, ever, 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 ever gives you a solid goal or a solid definition of any kind. And he will demand that out of you. Define that. You can't even define this. Define that. But he never has that for you. So what is your definition of this? What is your definition of that? Why? There's a reason for it. Why is that the case? Here's why that's the case. If he gives you a landing point, then at some point in time, if he achieves his goal, it might prevent you, or it might prevent him from destroying more. But remember, what he wants is destruction without end. Destruction without end. They can't give you a definition, not because it would be difficult for them to come up with a solid definition of their stupid assault weapons thing that they call them. It'd be easy for them to come up with a definition. They will never do that in a million years, because if they actually define it and then were somehow able to ban it, then you would want them to stop there. But of course, they don't want to stop there. Remember, destruction without end. Destruction without end. There's a reason they, quote, can't define it.
So you support an assault weapon ban, but you don't have a definition. Is that right?
Senator, I think that you understand where I stand.
No, I don't. I don't. You made a very bold statement, very firmly saying we should ban all assault weapons. And all I'm asking is what, in your mind, is an assault weapon? I mean, you say it's military style. Does that mean it looks like a military weapon?
Senator, I believe I've addressed.
You got it. You got it. There's that. Look, he keeps going, but what's the point? That's boring anyway. And look, this stuff is gigantic. This stuff is gigantic, what's happening right now, what's happening locally, domestically, way bigger than a Trump indictment, what's happening internationally right now. You know that we had a journalist arrested by the Russians? The Russians arrested a Wall Street Journal journalist. Now, the Russians say the guy was caught in the act of spying, and let's be honest, he might have been caught in the act of spying. Would the CIA use a journalist to do some spying? Of course. So I don't know that. But these are things that never used to happen, ever. They never, ever, 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 ever used to happen. But they happen more and more now as we get weaker and weaker and weaker on the world stage. The world is moving on from the dollar. China is taking over. We have so many problems domestically right now. Look, Iran apparently attacks us every other day.
How many attacks has Iran or its proxies launched against American positions in Iran and Syria since Joe Biden took office?
It's been about 83 attacks, I think, in the last several years.
That's a lot of attacks over 2 years. How many times have we retaliated against Iran or its proxies?
We've launched four major strikes.
83 times? The world is disrespecting us. And you know what hits me when I think about this? I'll tell you what hits me. I have lived 41 years on this planet. 41 years I have lived, and I have never, ever, ever had a time when America got pushed around. Because we've always been number one. We've been number one for so long that it's just all I've become accustomed to. It's all I know in this world. But are those days coming to an end? They feel like they are, don't they? Iran is emboldened enough to attack us all the time. Yeah, Lee, it's something, man. Yeah, oh, top Air Force official calls the latest action from China the scariest he's ever seen. That's China's expansion of their nuclear force he's talking about. Woo-wee! We got some issues out there. All right. We still have headlines I didn't get to. Going to get to a couple more emails. Don't forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't forget to get some daggone emergency food. How many more things do we have to talk about of how fast things are moving? Not just domestically, internationally, how fast things are moving. Absurdly fast. What's it going to look like in 5 years? I don't know. What's going to look like in a year? You don't know. Doesn't look good. I think we all acknowledge there are going to be big moves made before they take a chance on Biden no longer being in office. You think China's going to wait around for, get a hold of My Patriot Supply. MyPatriotSupply.com. Emergency 3 month food kits. $200 off per kit. MyPatriotSupply.com, $200 off. Everyone in your home needs one. Go get one today, all right? Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you to remain calm, all right? Go sallying forth into a blue area and getting arrested doesn't do anything for yourself. Remain calm, all right? We'll keep blocking and tackling out there. We got major, major, major things going on in the world. Now, here's another major thing, and I know you're aware of this, and I'm aware of this, but all right, I'm not sure exactly how I want to put this here. Because I don't want to do conspiracy theory radio. I've never done that. I never will. And I don't know anything. But another train just derailed in Minnesota. The trains are derailing a lot. The food processing plants are burning a lot. And I don't want to tell you that these are acts of domestic terrorism or foreign terrorism or anything. I don't know any of that. I don't have any inside info. I'd tell you if I did that these things are under attack. When I talk to people who are experts on this, especially when it comes to the rail stuff, they actually tell me rail safety when it comes to things like this has been lax for years, and there are reasons behind it. And I want to rely on their wisdom, and I am relying on their wisdom. But this is happening a lot. This is happening a lot, and it's starting to happen often enough that it feels intentional. Am I crazy about that, Chris? Does it feel intentional? That doesn't mean that it is. I'm telling you how I feel, not what I know. If I knew something, I would tell you, I promise. But the food. Remember we had the pipeline that we know was hacked a while ago on the Eastern Seaboard that turned out to be Russian hackers. Surprise, surprise. But the food processing, the trains, the air traffic control issues. It seems like some critical systems we rely on as a nation are under attack. And that's going to be a problem, is it not? And not to mention, not to switch gears too quickly here, I almost forgot to play this early on in the show. I was too geeking out on history and ignoring all this indictment nonsense and whatnot. I almost forgot. The AG ain't worried about no hate crimes.
Do you plan on opening a hate crime investigation for the targeting of Christians?
The FBI and ATF are both on the scene working with the local police. As of now, motive hasn't been identified, and the police chief said at the last at his last press conference that they don't yet have reached a conclusion with respect to motive. We are certainly working full-time with them to try and determine what the motive is. And, of course, motive is what determines whether it's a hate crime or not.
They have the motive. They have the manifesto in their hands. Everyone already knows what the motive is. They're not looking into it because they're not concerned about any assaults of any kind on Christianity in this nation. Anybody who's associated with the American right, they're not worried about it. You know what you should be worried about? The big issues we should be talking about? I want you to listen to this. This is Michael Schellenberger. Tell me this isn't jaw-dropping.
There's three big disinformation campaigns that were run by, frankly, the U.S. government and their allies. The first was the Russia hoax, the idea that Russians controlled Donald Trump and won him the election. The second was the Hunter Biden laptop. And the third is that COVID originated, the idea that it's a conspiracy theory to even imagine that COVID could have emerged from a lab. Others, including, we can talk about there was this effort to basically smear a bunch of ordinary conservative or Trump supporting Twitter users as Russian bots.
Yeah.
But basically you have active disinformation campaigns being run by the U.S. government and U.S. government contractors against the American people on these issues at the same time that they're demanding censorship. So you have propaganda on the one hand and censorship on the other.
Is that not frightening? Think about the implications of that. The United States government working hand in hand with private companies to censor you. At the same time, they're running at least three different disinformation campaigns to confuse you. Does it not seem like the government treats us like the enemy now? Feels like that. All right. Hey, look, remember this, and when it comes to private companies, the private company federal government partnership is a problem. It's a big problem. So we have to put our money where our morals are, do we not? Where are you going to get your next set of slippers? When are you going to get your next set of slippers? What about some all-season slippers from a company that shares your values, from a company that wants what you want, from a company that who's been taking these people on? Remember the FBI surrounded Mike Lindell at a Hardee's and took his cell phone number? Normally, the all-season slippers are $149.98. They're $25 right now. They're so cheap right now, and they will sell out so quickly, they limit you at checkout. 10 is all you can get. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse and do it before your size and color is gone, because closeout sales like this never last. $120 off, that's ridiculous. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Male powerlifter enters women's event and breaks a record. He did it to try to stick it into the tranny activists who were doing this. That's why he did it. I think it's hilarious. I like the guy. This took place in Canada. But I will also say this will not be effective. We think it will be effective, but it will not, because you think you're going to shame these people out of doing something. But what does the communist understand? What does he understand? Fear and pain. Fear and pain. You're not going to shame people like this out of doing what they do. Elon Musk joins hundreds calling for a pause on AI development. This artificial intelligence stuff is so far beyond me, I can't tell if I'm supposed to be terrified or not. I know Chris and Michael seem pretty nervous about the whole thing, so that tells me I should be probably pretty nervous about the whole thing. But luckily, I'm an old man now, so whatever, it's your problem now. Joy Behar says Trump is the one who needs to get the nomination because Democrats will win. Democrats say this a lot, and I know they think that's true, and they probably have poll numbers that say that's true. They obviously think Donald Trump is good for them. But I will say this, given what's going on in the world, be careful what you wish for. And you just indicted the guy, so you might have guaranteed he gets the nomination. Although I also say by the time the primaries roll around, this will have been long forgotten.
California is $777 billion in debt, and a task force is mulling an $800 billion reparations package. The fifth largest economy in the world. That's what California has, and they're going to go bankrupt. Something to see. All right, email your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email them now. Let's have some fun tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.